Good morning, good people. It is 24th September 2020. The readings are from Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 2 to 11 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 9 verses 7 to 9. Paul Hamilton Haynes said once, "This too shall pass away." We are all visitors and travelers here on earth. Every human experience is a continuation of the other. News is found only in our views. New things are already viewed before us. Let us not panic as the storms of life not within our control. Keep believing, breathing, and stop not having a breakthrough over and over. Everything passes right inside, in front, and around. The psalmist acclaims, "The days of our life are 70 years or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Even then their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we fly away." Psalm 90 verse 10. God alone remains with us, and grace of God washes all the painful experiences and renews us always. Without faith and God, life is a vanity. Life without purpose and meaning is not worth living. God is the meaning and purpose of all existence. In the first reading, the author tries to show a pessimistic view of life void of God. Life is all vanity of vanity indeed, without God through Jesus. Life is not for chasing after something or someone. Rather, it is to have an experience of truth. More we chase after wealth, career, and pleasures of this world, more we become empty, tired, and pessimistic. The responsorial psalm praises, "In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge." Psalm 90, verse 1. The gospel shows that our quest of happiness and newness only found in Jesus. Who is this Jesus about whom I hear such things? Luke chapter 9 verse 9. When we are shallow, cynical, hypercritical, we do not value the worth of the other. Amidst all that is transient, Jesus remains with us to review things optimistically and with the spectacles of faith and belief in God. Quote, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." John chapter 8 verse 31. So instead of being pessimistic, let us encounter truth in Jesus. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. May the Lord help us to embrace life as it comes with optimism and faith. Have a lovely day. God bless you.